Welcome back. It's Farm Talk from the South Dakota Governor's Agricultural Summit here in Aberdeen. And on the economic panel here is from Ohio, Matt Roberts. And Matt?
His wheat doesn't have that long-term demand story that corn and beans have had over the last decade. Wheat doesn't have ethanol. Wheat doesn't have massive Chinese growth. In fact, when we think over the past couple decades about the wheat market and we think about demand stories, the two primary demand stories that are there are the Atkins diet and gluten-free everything. So they're actually negative. So when we get these opportunities, I think proactive, aggressive marketing are even more important. Now, marketing corn and beans is, again, when it comes to marketing corn and beans, I would argue, in fact, the case for forward selling is even stronger. We've already seen just over the past 12 months, two increases in prices, two times where we saw prices really go up. We saw a lot of growers sit back, say on beans last December, January, we saw 1040 beans on the board. We saw a lot of growers sit back and say, it's going to go higher. I don't want to get oversold. And then 3 months later, we're at high eights. And everybody sits around and says, well, I guess I should have. And then we come into this period. We have this other opportunity. People a little more still very hesitant because in the heart of those rallies, it always looks like it's going to go higher. What I think is really important, a couple takeaways. A, there are a lot of growers out here who are nervous about yields. If you're nervous about your yields, if you're nervous and you've been an aggressive marketer, you're worried about meeting those contracts, roll into 18. In fact, on corn, there's actually a carry into 18. So if you're worried about not meeting your corn contracts, you can roll it out and actually end up with a somewhat higher price. Beans, there's a small backwardation, so it goes down a few cents. But again, it's better than not having the bushels to deliver at all. A more common scenario is guys that are behind on their marketing. They miss those high prices early in the year, and then they couldn't pull the trigger at those low prices. We're back there. Yeah, we've given up 30, 40 cents in the past couple days, but we're still at prices that should be attractive. If you're behind on your marketing, now's the time to start doing some in 17. Get some bushels priced if you are behind. Now, what does behind mean? It means compared to your own marketing plan. And if you don't have a marketing plan, that actually should happen first. Write it down. What are your goals? It can be very vague. It can be very detailed, but it needs to be in writing. And it needs to be that lodestone against which you compare your own behavior. I'm a big proponent. If you're behind, sell. I'm a big proponent as well. Sell in 2018. These right now are prices that most of the 16-17 you would have been very happy to have. Most so far of 2017, we'd be happy to have these prices. So I think we have to look at those.
I know yesterday was a travel day for you, so Wednesday's WASDE report. You've either had a lot of time to think about it or haven't had much time to look at it. So was there anything in there you were questioning as far as the numbers from USDA? Or are we always questioning July numbers?
The biggest thing with July numbers, and I always feel a little bit sorry for the USDA on July numbers because they always get beaten up some with them. For corn and beans, it is, to use the current term, a nothing burger report. They're incorporating the acreage from the June acreage report. They're making some tweaks based on the stocks report. And so but they're not doing anything in yield. And typically in the press, among the analyst community, what we're talking about, particularly in mid-July, is all about the yield expectations. And the USDA almost never updates the July yields on corn and beans. So people get very exercised. People say it's good, it's bad. But if you actually look, it's very rare that they adjust those. So I look at the July report. It's a habit. USDA is going to release those reports every month. They're going to do it in July. They did it, but there's rarely anything there. So I have looked at it. There's nothing there that I really question. There's nothing there that I found surprising. To me, the biggest surprise is the number of analysts, although I think many of these ag is not their normal beat, but the number of writers and analysts who did talk about acreage being increased in this report as though this was a surprise. no, this corresponds exactly to that June crop report or the June acreage report. We knew acreage would go up in this July report. So why are you reporting this? As far as conditions, clearly nationwide conditions aren't great. But they're nothing like what we had in 2012. They're nothing like what we've had in those past very extreme years when they've actually made July updates. So I think most analysts who spend their lives on this look at it and say it is what we thought it would be. What we really, the question now is where we go the rest of July. This is obviously when corn gets made. That's what the market's going to pay attention to. There's a lot of uncertainty about the conditions of the crop. That's not a secret. And it's really almost across the Corn Belt. There are very few areas that look great over widespread areas. We know in the Dakotas, there's a lot of drought stress. We know in Ohio, between very late planting, a lot of rain, some poor stand quality. I've seen corn in the last week that is barely knee-high. So we see a lot of diversity, and we're still not even close to August when we care about beans.
Matt Roberts there. You're getting set to go on the stage here, so I better cut you loose. The Kern Mantle Group, what's the website for producers to get more info?
www.kernmantlegroup.com. That's Kern as in a kernel of corn, K-E-R-N, mantle, like it's over your fireplace, M-A-N-T-L-E, group.com.
All right, we'll check it out because can't get enough good advice. So thank you, Dr. Roberts.
Thanks for having me on, Mick. Good luck this year.
All right, thank you very much. All right.